Randy Valines, assistant fire chief with the Springfield Fire Department, says the city has not had such a case this year, but as temperatures rise, the department is prepared.
We have lots of tools and equipment on our apparatus, and there is a specific tool made specifically for breaking out glass in cars, and we carry it with us everywhere we go, so it's not a matter of finding the tool. We have appropriate tools to make entry if needed.
Glass made in cars is 5 times stronger than the glass you have in your house, making the task of breaking in to rescue a child much more difficult. Valines encourages people to seek immediate assistance if they notice a child in a car.
We want them to get a hold of whether it's a security at the mall or whether it's just calling 911 directly. That is something that we want them to be very proactive with and get us there early. We'd rather get there earlier and find out, the parents are right there with the keys and getting ready to drive away.
According to the Department of Geosciences at San Francisco State University, at least 17 children have died this summer in cases where they were left in cars. For KSMU News, I'm Taylor Vance.